With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Lodgepole Complex of Fires has burned more than 250,000 acres of rangeland in eastern Montana. Hundreds of firefighters came from 34 states to battle the blaze, and while it's now almost fully contained, ranchers who live here are left with a landscape of scorched grass and scattered cattle.
It was definitely devastating. I mean, as far as spreading fire, it was the damnedest thing you've ever seen.
That's rancher Tim Browning. He's leaning up against his pickup truck in a field full of alfalfa near Winnet. It's lush and green, but everything around him is black and charred. He says his cattle are scattered across the range. Some are probably dead, and tonight he and his family will ride out to find them, through black smoke and past dead cottonwood trees that exploded as the fire swept through. His wife, Sarah Browning, is standing next to him. She remembers the fire racing towards their house.
It was just a wall of black came at us, and it just covered us, and it was daylight out, and it just turned black. You couldn't see right in front of you. And when it started lifting in a matter of just 2 minutes, the whole valley was on fire.
More than 100 people lost grazing land in the Lodgepole Complex of Fires as it scorched an area the size of New York City. And when a wildfire gets this big, various state and federal agencies are called up to fight it. They're known as incident management teams. They're organized like military units, and they attack a fire like they're going to war. But it took them 3 days to get to the Lodgepole Complex of Fires, and when they did, they proceeded cautiously. And that frustrated some ranchers like Matt Bliss, who lost most of his rangeland near Sand Springs to the blaze.
Firefighters need to just go. I mean, it is so ridiculous that you have to have so many people involved in the process to get the firefighter crews up to the fire to fight it. It's sad that we lost so many acres of prime, you know.
And at that moment, he catches his breath, his eyes water a little, and he looks off at the low black haze stretching across the horizon. These ranchers are also running on very little sleep. They're tired, frustrated, and heartbroken. They've been fighting this fire for more than a week.
We came home. We've got about 2 hours of sleep every night.
That's Jody Pearson, a rancher from Jordan and volunteer firefighter. She's sitting at her dining room table while her husband, who also helped fight the fires, is outside working his way through a packet of Marlboro Reds. Pearson understands her neighbor's frustration.
But I think part of the deal is they have rules they have to follow, and we, as ranchers and landowners, we don't have a protocol. We're just trying to protect our livelihoods, so we have a lot more at stake than they do.
Rick Connell, the incident commander, says he feels for ranchers who lost their land, and he understands folks get frustrated when resources don't show up as soon as a fire explodes.
But, you know, we also are in Montana where it's a long drive to get a lot of stuff, and if you're going out of state, it's even farther. It's 2 or 3 days before stuff gets here.
Montana has more wildfires burning in it right now than any other state. Both firefighters and resources are stretched thin. But when Connell and his team showed up, they hit the fire hard. Mark C. credits them with saving his ranch near the Musselshell River.
So we were fighting it ourselves, and all of a sudden, I say 100 people, 20 trucks, they came in, and they kept the fire from wiping out this ranch.
Only in America you see stuff like this happen.
That's rancher Tim Browning.
Big bombers coming in and putting fire out, and crews from all over the nation and the world or wherever they all came from. Say only in America, that's all you can say.
The number of cattle lost to this fire is still unknown, but ranchers say they are receiving hay donations from friends and neighbors, as well as coolers full of bottled water and Gatorade. And after initially denying Montana's request for disaster funding, FEMA now says it will reimburse up to 75% of the state's expenses for the Lodgepole Complex of Fires, which is now more than 60% contained. There are 19 other wildfires burning in western Montana. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie in Sand Springs, Montana.